Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Okay, more and more hints that that cholesterol medicine that you're taking may actually help fight cancer. So for those of you, you know, griping and complaining and kvetching about, I don't want to have to take another medication, Dr. Dahlia is in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. No, I'm not in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. I just think cholesterol medication are one of the coolest, grooviest medications out there for cholesterol and saving heart disease. And if it also helps prevent, you know, cancer, which I still need to be convinced of, I think they're super, uber cool. So, yeah. Also in the news, they say vitamin D can protect against colorectal cancer. So for those of you scared about getting colon cancer or rectal cancer, vitamin D may protect against it. We'll talk about that and why it'll only work, though, if you take it orally. There's supposed to be an ADHD drug that's supposed to help treat binge eating. So for those of us that get so gosh darn fed up with people saying, gosh, Dr. Dahlia show stinks, and then we decide to just eat ourselves into oblivion, this ADHD drug so shows some promise. Maybe it'll help us lose some weight. And, you know, whenever there is a market for something or a demand, all right, some company is going to offer supply. So I guess answering people's requests for a pot-based sexual lubricant, we are going to see one designed and going on sale next week. A pot-based lubricant. Not sure why those two even need to be in the same vicinity, let alone same body part, but you know what? They are, and all the power to you. So you can see we've got a very, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, yes, my son did amazing. My son was in a school play yesterday. He was one of the leads. Can I add leads? I got there late, of course. I got there on time, but late in terms of the seats. So yeah, you know, all the moms, you know, rushed to take the first few rows, which, I didn't think was going to be that bad, you know, because it really wasn't, you know, that full an arena. But their heads were in the way. So every picture I'm trying to take of my baby has her head. And, you know, I wasn't going to stand up in the middle of the row and move over to take a picture because I wanted to have it as centered as possible. I mean, I'm, you know, the mama. I need to take a picture. You know, but what's very, very interesting is, you know, I have two kids, okay? You know, a lot of you guys have kids. Some of you don't. And as a mom, nobody likes to admit this, but I have no problem admitting this. As a mom, sometimes you have doubts that, you know, you really want your kids, you know, and you want to live with them. Or you have doubts that they're even your kids, you know. You know, they may use, you know, grammatical errors. They may have a, you know, stinky poo-poo one day. They complain. They cost you money. You know, and you kind of looking at them and you're like, really? You know, these can't be mine. I mean, show me some sign why they are my flesh and I need to live and die for these creatures, because they are the most selfish, little, stinky, obstinate, stubborn little creatures I've ever seen. And I mean, I could waste my time elsewhere. Well, then your baby goes up there and performs one hell of an Academy winning performance. George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio had nothing on my baby. And I'm like, that's my baby. So I smacked everybody around me, smacked a couple of those women's heads so I could get a good picture. I ticked everybody off at the school, but I decided to reclaim my flesh and blood. And I'm a happy mom. So if ever you guys have kids and you really don't know what's making them tick and why they're even in your house, just for poops and giggles, let them do something that they think they're good at. All right? I mean, even a video game. Have you guys ever watched your kid play a video game? I did that the other day. My older boy is really into video games, and apparently he's really good at it. And, you know, for me, I'm like, really? What the hell kind of a skill is this? So anyway, I'm like, all right, I will sit and watch you shoot these, I don't know, whatever the heck he was shooting on World of Warcraft. I don't understand. It was really kind of a fuchsia, bluish, I don't know, something, right? Looked like some spider-looking thing. I don't know what the hell I was looking at. So I'm sitting there trying to feign interest. And, I mean, damn, he was left-handed and right-handed, click, click, clicking. I mean, just, like, fast. And I'm like, is that your hand-eye coordination? He's like, Mom, leave me alone. I'm like, okay, shh. And I go, oh, baby, you're doing a good job. Shh, okay, okay, okay. So I'm watching him work. And I really, honestly, I mean, yeah, I was still really, you know, not as impressed as I was hoping to be. But I was still impressed a little. So, you know, your kids do have some sort of worth or some sort, there's some reason they are on this planet. It may not jive with your reason, but, you know, one of my kids just destined to sit there and do all day. And the other one, too, you know, speak in a British accent. I don't really know what the play was about, but all I know is he was British. And that's really what life is about. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. This is a little spooky. Apparently, our fingerprints may later be in the cloud. An Apple patent lets you use biometric sensors with your prints stored online. Your prints would be recorded on one Apple device and then accessible from any other with an appropriate biometric sensor. Now, wait a second. Hold the phone. I just got one of those supersized triple S iPhone, whatever the hell those big ones are. And my son said I should have it recognize my thumb. And like an idiot, I gave it my thumbprint. Now, I mean, it's not the whole thumb. It's only part of your thumb. But I didn't realize that's not, I don't know if I like that at all. It's called the Touch ID Scanner. So you could just touch any Apple, scan it, charge. I mean, I think that's cool, but I don't want anybody having my fingerprints. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I realize many of you were disappointed because you put money on the football picks that I had suggested. And I never told you to put money on them. I just told you that, you know, these are very, very highly calculated and well-deduced, etc. However, I did tell you that there was no injury report from which I could deduce my choices. So, now we have football this weekend, right? I think we got the Colts and the Patriots, and we got the Packers and the Seahawks. So if you go to the NFL injuries week 20, no injury report again. So some of you are like, look, Dr. Dahlia's got to get it right one of these years. I used to get it right all the time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a stab at it, okay? So we got the Colts and we got the Patriots. All of them have been in the Super Bowl at one point or another. Watching the Colts play last time versus the Patriots, again, I was seeing if there was any groin injuries, concussions, anything that could mess them up for the following week. And if I had to choose Colts versus Patriots, I think I'm going to say Colts. All right. Is there any medical reasoning or analysis behind that or hunch or theory? No. Okay. And maybe that's going to be my secret. Maybe that'll be how I figure this out. What about the Packers versus the Seahawks? That's a tough one. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers wasn't injured, there's a chance that they would win. But if he still hasn't healed from his injury, he won't. So I would probably put my money, even though I doubt I'm going to bet again because, as you can see, I have very, very bad luck with my picks, on the Seahawks. Now, I'm going to say this weekend it's the Seahawks and the Colts. I know a lot of you guys are going, okay, well, just do the opposite of what Dahlia says and we'll make money. Fine. I mean, if that works too, fine by me. I mean, that's what the show is all about, helping you guys. But I'm just really, really disappointed because the NFL injury report used to be where I was able to figure out. That's how I predicted the Saints were going to win, the Ravens were going to win, all because the NFL injury report, and it's kind of letting me down, so I'm having a big issue. What we really need to do is get a hold of the team doctors. And if they go, well, you know, there was an ankle sprain that was, lateral, and his delta ligament was pretty, damaged, I could then make a pretty good calculation. But we aren't getting any of that information. So, that groin strain really affected his cremaster reflex. Not the cremaster reflex. See, this is the kind of information I need to make a proper decision. So, Colts and Seahawks, I guess. Yeah, all right, I'm pulling that one out of my butt. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Wendy's is going to remove soda pop from its kids' menus after requests from consumer organizations such as MomRising.org and the Center for Science in the Public Interest. The menus prepared for children's food options will not mention soda, but parents could still opt in and ask for a soda. Wendy's is the second of the big three fast food chains to remove soda from the kids' menus. McDonald's also decided back in 2013 to remove soda from the kids' menus. According to CSPI, the Center for Science and Public Interest, other big fast food chains such as Subway, Chipotle, Arby's, and Panera have already removed sodas from the kids' menu. Right? Why? Well, there's a lot of sugar in soda. It offers no nutritional value whatsoever. It's been long related to diabetes, tooth decay, heart disease, obesity, etc. And they say that if you just drink one extra sugary drink each day, it'll increase the risk of obesity in children by 60%. The American Heart Association, according to, this is NHV.us, the American Heart Association suggests that children consume no more than 3 or 4 teaspoons of sugar a day. They get that in their breakfast cereal easy. And one 12-ounce can of soda consists of 10 teaspoons of sugar. A 2-liter bottle has 27 teaspoons of sugar, which, by the way, a kid should not be drinking a whole 2-liter bottle. Can I just say that? According to the AHA, adult men should also only take in 8 or 9 teaspoons a day, and women should only consume 5 teaspoons. All right? How much sugar is on the rim of a margarita, a strawberry margarita? That's sugar. That's probably a 0.5 teaspoon. But then the amount of sugar in the margarita is probably a lot more. It's Friday, so I'm thinking about margaritas. Sorry. Next. Wendy's is taking a responsible step. That's how I feel today. I'm still sick. Leave me alone. Wendy's is taking a responsible step forward that will improve children's health, make it easier for parents to make healthy choices, etc. Yeah, it's very interesting what's happening with the whole healthcare or the fast food healthcare. Yeah, that's a whole other subject. But you know what's happening with the fast food industry? I mean, they were really, really browbeaten during this administration on the lack of healthy options for kids and how bad fast food is, et cetera. And, you know, if there was any good thing that came out of the last few years, it would be awareness and education. I have to say that. From an economic standpoint, I don't know if that was the proper way to go. All right. But because obviously fast food employs a lot of people and they are a huge part of the American economy. But I love the fact that people are getting educated. I mean, I knew Coca-Cola wasn't the healthiest, but it wasn't until I gained weight when I realized that a 200-calorie Coca-Cola did not equal 200 calories of salad and Brussels sprouts, etc. And even though you would say, well, duh, Dahlia, you should realize that, well, no, because when you're younger and your metabolism is better and you're counting calories, because that's what they taught you in the 80s to, you know, count your calories, you start to think, okay, well, if I'm going to swap something, then I need to, you know, swap it for something of equal calories. So you would go, okay, well, if I'm going to have some soda pop, I need to then, you know, cut back on something else. And so it was very, very interesting to learn that not all foods are created equal. And you've noticed over the last couple of years, we've started to move away from the whole idea of calories in and watch your calories and calories out. Now we're starting to look at what we're putting in your body. You know, you could eat, you know, a 1,000 calories of vegetables with your current, you know, food regimen and not gain weight, in fact, possibly lose it, but you add an extra 200 calories of sugar, you gain weight. All right? We're finding that there are hormonal influences that happen with these foods, causes your metabolism to slow, and all of a sudden you start to pack on pounds. And it's pretty scary stuff. Now, for some of you going, you know, Dr. Dahlia, I really love vegetables, but I wish there would be a new vegetable. You know, they make, you know, all sorts of new cookies and carbohydrates and even new meats with that turducken that I still haven't tried. That sounds so damn good. A turkey crossed with a duck crossed with a chicken. That sounds good. Well, for those of you that are vegans or vegetarians, you'll be very, very happy to find out that they are crossing Brussels sprouts with kale to create kalettes. And it's actually supposed to be kind of sweet. All right? They are miniature vegetables. The little baby, we're talking about little baby, but the, I mean, I have to admit, the Brussels sprout is cute, it just tastes like crap. Alright, and I guess a lot of people don't like kale or cabbage or whatever. So I guess British experts have spent 15 years to try to crossbreed a Brussels sprout with kale. And now it's become extremely popular. I think Gwyneth Paltrow eats them. I don't really know what they look like, but what do Kalettes offer you? Well, they're only 45 calories for an 85-gram serving. There's zero saturated fat, zero trans fat, zero cholesterol, 80 milligrams of sodium, carbohydrate 6 grams, protein 4 grams, there's vitamin A and C and K and B6, calcium and iron. I don't like Brussels sprouts. I tolerate kale. Maybe, you know, because it's called a kalette and it's supposed to be cute, maybe you could pop it in your mouth and hold your nose and try not to think about it. Apparently, kalettes can be steamed, roasted, stir-fried, grilled, microwaved, or even eaten raw. They have hit the American market in October. I don't know if any of you guys have eaten them. I don't know. I mean, I don't know, they're green. They're just a little too green for my taste. They belong to the Brassica family of vegetables that includes broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, horseradish, turnip, radish, and cress. I dislike all of those. Brassica vegetables are known for their ability to be crossbred with one another, which occurs because they are all derivatives of a wild cabbage that existed 5,000 years ago. The Latin name for the Brussels sprout is called Brassica oleracea gemifera, which means this vegetable tastes like crap, while kale's Latin name is Brassica oleracea acephala, meaning, again, disgusting tasting vegetable. But you know what? I mean, we got to do something. I mean, I don't mind if they try to genetically engineer and crossbreed and, you know, try to stir fry or do something to make these vegetables edible, because we do have a few more vegetables. I have to give us that. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. If you need a sexual lubricant, should it be pot-based? Well, we'll talk about that next. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. One topic we really haven't talked about is vaginal dryness and vaginal lubricants. So let's plunge into that. Sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, you know, this is concerning to me, you know. I mean, I understand marijuana is a very, very popular substance that people like to smoke, etc. I just never expected to see it in the form of a vaginal lubricant. I just never expected to see it in that orifice or any orifice under the below the waist. But let's quickly talk about lubrication, because many of us have difficulty with sex as a male or as a female because one of the partners, quote unquote, is dry. And usually we blame the dry, you know, person on the woman, okay? And if she doesn't have enough lubrication, it can make sex extremely difficult. Now, when you have intercourse with somebody younger and who has a lot of real good estrogen and hormones circulating, etc., all right, and when her body is designed to welcome a penis because her body is hoping to get pregnant, right? Because that's what, you know, women's bodies are designed for when they're younger. You will notice that many of them do not have an issue when it comes with lubrication. And lubrication is very, very necessary because if there's any sort of friction or cutting or tearing, etc., it does not make the most hospitable environment for the womb later. First, you have a lot of inflammatory cells, you have a lot of healing processes, and then, of course, there could be infection. So the body doesn't want you to tear. And the body also wants the female vagina to be very flexible. Stop the giggles. I mean it. Stop it. Okay. And they want the female to be very flexible, adaptive, easygoing, because we don't know who our mate is going to be. Our mate could be smaller. Our mate could be larger. He could be wider, narrower. And so, you know, a vagina is kind of made to be able to accommodate a variety of sizes. Okay? Now, and the lubrication helps that. Okay? Something, right? I mean, look, if a baby's able to come out of, you know, the vagina with the largeness and the size of what a baby's head is, then obviously we should be able to handle a simple penis, which is, you know, a few centimeters in diameter. Anyway, so what a lot of people do, unfortunately, is they wait till it's too late. So they're having intercourse and they find out that, okay, you know, it's kind of hurting and somebody, you know, brings it to somebody else's attention that it's dry down there. So they will reach for anything in the vicinity to lubricate, you know? I mean, so what's near our bed? We have like lotion, you know, for our hands because in the middle of the night my hands get cold and, you know, and crackly. So we got lotion. We have cat food. You know, the cats like their food. We have some of the, not the dry cat food. We have like the wet canned cat food that's nearby. I'm not saying I would ever personally use that, but I'm saying the typical person has things next to their bed. Elmer's glue. You know, my kids will do a project and they'll lay it out on my bed because our king size bed is bigger than our little coffee table or our table that we eat off of. So they'll put everything, you know, on our bed, and so there's super glue, there's glitter glue, there's a glue gun, there's all sorts of crap near our bed. Sometimes the kids, you know, bring their shampoo out to me. All right, so, you know, if you are living in a bedroom like I am, where you try to reach for something that's next to you, you could be reaching for something that could be very, very dangerous and not appropriate. And for some of you who are using condoms, etc., some of these lubricants could corrode the condoms and cause them to not work as well. I guess silicone is derived from silicone-based lubricant. I guess there's dimethasone, dimethiconal, cyclomethasone, and that is supposed to be a non-toxic substance, which is not supposed to be absorbed into the skin and mucous membranes. Hence, those lubes will last longer. They'll stick around, may not have to be reapplied as often as a water-based. They say, unfortunately, there may be a lot of slippage, and they're very slippery, but there are silicone-derived lubricants. Still not my favorite. I recommend the water-based the most. There are oil-based lubricants. These things are tough because you have to worry about the corrosion it could cause on a diaphragm or condom, etc. And so a lot of people will say, all right, well, you know what? There's some baby oil. There's some Vaseline. Take out the Crisco cooking oil. Oil-based lubricants, I would not be the top choice. And I mean, really? You want cooking oil down there? Come on, ladies. Mineral oil, a lot of us use for constipation. I got tons of mineral oil around the house. Do not put that there. But, again, when you're in a hurry, you're like, you know what? I'd really like to, you know, use this type of stuff. So, I would kind of be careful with that. Even though a lot of people use Vaseline, it's not the best. And then, of course, the water-based are nice. More smooth, frictionless, etc. Less residue, and you know, those would probably be safer. Now, what about what this company had, a pot-based lubricant? All right, they say it is an edible coconut oil-based spray, and you are supposed to spray it 30 minutes before sex to create the relaxation needed for sensual experience, and it promises multiple orgasms. Yeah. Okay, now, I didn't realize that marijuana could cause that. You know, I thought marijuana is more of a sexual disinhibitor. You know, you have, you know, sometimes testicular shrinkage, gynecomastia in the male. I didn't think it was, you know, something of an enhancer by any means. Okay, so let me see. The company Foria contains, or the product contains marijuana extract, and the makers claim that the relaxing properties of cannabis will help you have a better and more satisfying sexual experience. Aphrodite Group, which is a California-based medical marijuana collective, sells this potion, according to Mail Online, and says the majority of women who use it will not get high. It was launched several months ago in California, but is going to go on sale in Colorado next week at an Aspen marijuana boutique just in time for the X Games. A-list celebrities. They're hoping A-list celebrities use them. I don't even want to know. All right. So would this in the past, you know, in prior history, would cannabis be used as an aphrodisiac? Of course, everything was used as an aphrodisiac. Oysters, garlic. They would eat pieces of turtle or snake. And, you know, the placebo idea of eating something and it making you horny or enamored is a very powerful one. But I don't know if there's really any scientific proof. They say for some women, it may waken arousal and heighten sensation, making climaxes more intense, fuller, and easier to access. It is not designed to be used like a standard lubricant, but is designed to be applied at least a half hour before sex, so the compounds can be fully activated and absorbed, which is kind of an oxymoron with this, because usually the lubricants you don't want absorbed, you want it, you know, there. They say men can also use it, but it's more intended for women because our vaginal membranes absorb it. Now, some of you are saying, wait a second, Dahlia, this is cool. I am not allowed to smoke pot in my at my work, but I am, from what I understand, not disallowed to absorb it vaginally. You guys may have an out there if you ever get in trouble at work. Who knows? I guess it's a blend of liquid coconut oil. Just be careful, people. Please, be careful. I hope it doesn't ignite. I hope it's not flammable. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Doc Adali Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-ADALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, some of you are, you know, groaning and griping about how the CDC has now estimated that this season's flu vaccine is only 23% effective across all age groups. And the CDC is now urging all individuals at high risk of flu-related complications to seek treatment as early as possible if any flu symptoms are identified. Now, excuse me. All right. Some of you are like, oh, it was a waste of time. It didn't help. It hurt. No, it didn't hurt. Okay, if you got the flu shot, you still had some sort of protection. But the reason why this is so important to talk about is if you got the flu shot and somebody comes to work that obviously had, you know, the signs of the flu, they sat at your desk and you're like, well, I don't have to clean off my desk, or, you know, I could still give them a kiss. I got the flu shot. I'm immune. No, okay, you may not be immune to the flu this year. All right, especially with this new report that is not 47% effective, but only 23% effective. They say physicians should be aware that all hospitalized patients and all outpatients at high risk for serious complications need to be treated immediately with an antiviral medication. Very common one is Tamiflu, Relenza. There's a few out there, but Tamiflu seems to have gotten the most publicity. And, you know, if your insurance doesn't cover something like Tamiflu, find out what is on your insurance plan. Healthcare providers should advise patients at high risk to call promptly if they get symptoms of the flu. The CDC Reacher estimate, it was published this week in Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. If you ever want a fun pick-me-up read, there you go. And it analyzed 2,300 children and adults with acute respiratory illness. 950 had the flu, 916 tested positive for influenza A. These were the H3N2 viruses. 35 had influenza B, and the vaccine that had been administered to the patients, let me see, they say, was found to have been administered to half of these patients that got sick. So the CDC estimates that the flu vaccine has reduced your risk of visiting a doctor by only 23%. So, well, I mean, should you still get the flu vaccine? I mean, here we are. We're in January, and flu will still hit for the next few months. And if you are high risk, we doctors and medical providers are still recommending to go and get the flu shot. Because if you are one of the lucky, it doesn't equate to you being the lucky 23%, but if there is a 23% effectiveness in terms of protecting you, that's still better than 0%. And that's why we still recommend you getting it. Luckily, flu shots aren't that overly expensive, where it's not like you have to, you know, shell out thousands of dollars to get something like that. Most people won't. So if you're high risk, we still recommend it. Again, you should not get sick from the flu shot unless, of course, you have allergies to eggs, or if you, let's say, have a neurological condition like Guillain-Barré, we want to avoid flu shot for you as well. Yeah, I got the flu shot. I haven't gotten the flu. I've gotten, like, little colds here and there and sore throats. Thank God, not the flu yet. But I have to admit, I really haven't seen that much flu. I live in Las Vegas, and where I practice is kind of, I don't want to say suburb, but it's not central either. It's still in the city, within the city, and it we haven't seen as much flu, but we're seeing a lot of bronchitis and colds. We're also seeing a very weird stomach issue. My son had it, a couple of my patients had it, where you were on the floor writhing in abdominal pain. You go and get a scan done, and they think you have just a viral illness. We've been seeing a few of those, and that's been pretty tough. You know, when it comes to the flu, early signs and symptoms you need to be aware of is an immediate high fever. These symptoms coming on extremely quickly. So people will say, I was fine. I did good. I was running around that day. I went to work, etc. All of a sudden that night, it hit me like a truck. That's what flu does. Okay, flu will hit you like a truck, as opposed to a bacterial infection where it grows and grows and grows, so it's a little bit slower, okay? But flu will hit you fast. High fever, body aches, coughing, sneezing, etc. usually your sneezes and your coughs are a little bit more clear than you'd see with a bacterial infection, even though some viruses can kind of give you the more mucusy type discharge. So, and then when in doubt, check it out. Call your medical provider. Email me at drdahlia.com. We're here to help. Next, statins. Statin medication, the wonder drug. I love statins. And these cholesterol-busting drugs that we use, like your Lipitor and Crestor, etc., apparently in a study found that it could stop cancer from spreading around the body. Apparently, the University of Pittsburgh researchers said that the pills appear to be a promising, cost-effective way of reducing cancer spread. Now, statin medications are taken by millions of Americans each day. And these medications prevent your body from producing cholesterol and metabolizing your cholesterol better. And these medications have been already theorized that they help prevent against colon cancer, etc. They say cancer cells a lot of times need cholesterol to break off from the original tumor and then metastasize and travel. Okay, spread around the body, etc. They say if statins are decreasing cholesterol, they could block that process of the tumor needing cholesterol. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second, then that means people with high cholesterol will get cancer. No, 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 not always. It just says if you have extra cholesterol, we aren't even saying if you have high cholesterol. We're saying if you have something that can help decrease your cholesterol, maybe prevent the attaching, that's where they think statins are very, very effective. So tests of experiments showed statins work better on some cancer cells than others, so doctors need to figure out which patients this would help. Maybe later, you know, you get diagnosed with a certain cancer, and then we just put you on a cholesterol medication to prevent metastasis. This could be super duper cool and very cheap, can I say. In a 2012 study, a Danish study found that people using statins at the time of diagnosis with cancer were 15% less likely to die from the disease than people who weren't on cholesterol medication. So we talked about that a couple years ago. Somebody taking cholesterol medication gets diagnosed with cancer. They found a small decrease in those people actually dying from the cancer. Why? Because they thought that the cholesterol medication was protecting them. So, again, a lot more studies need to be done. This really has to be thoroughly researched, but it's cool nonetheless. Now, another study coming out by the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute demonstrates that vitamin D can protect some people with colorectal cancer by perking up your immune system. The research was published today in the journal Gut, and it represents the first time that a link between vitamin D and the immune response to cancer can actually be something that can help us. So, you know, we get vitamin D from the sun, which is why it's called the sunshine vitamin, because you produce it when your body gets exposed to sun. And you know how we discussed how people who live in more sun-rich areas appear to have less cancer than those of us in North America, Northern European countries? We see a lot more breast cancer, colon cancer, etc. Even though we see more melanoma around the equator, We see less of the colon cancer, breast cancer, etc. So there is something to vitamin D. I'm thinking also there's something more to sunlight. You know, I don't know how they're going to study sunlight, but I think sunlight does a hell of a lot for us on a variety of ways. It helps your mood. It helps, I think, your body weight. It helps your metabolism. And I think it helps fight cancer. Is it just the vitamin D that is giving your immune system a boost? Or is it something else? So they thought that it would probably be, you know, the vitamin D in and of itself. I don't know if just taking oral vitamin D is enough. All right. I think we have to get the type of, vitamin D that your body naturally makes. Again, you know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, one of the skin cancer capitals of the world. We got to be really, really careful about skin cancer out here. But it's a cool study nonetheless. Don't go away, guys. More Dr. Dahlia coming up, 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
We been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.